You know, one of the parts of the GDP numbers that really surprised me was a 22.2% increase in clothing and footwear spending. I'm unsure if that's how it goes every quarter one. Maybe it's got to do with school uniforms. But we've invited Cape Union Mart's brand strategic director, Martin Vogelman, to help us understand that a little bit better. Good morning, Martin. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rafaela. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. I don't know if the print on clothing and footwear spending is something that you keep an eye on, or if it gave you a little bit of, you know, raised your eyebrows. But is this something that you normally see in the first quarter?
I think, Rafaela, you know, there's a lot of pent up demand in this economy right now. If we cast our minds back about a year or so. It was described by Philip Kravis, the situation we were in, where we were all locked up at home and you weren't able to buy things such as clothing and footwear. And in the Cape Union Mart Group, our only chain that was able to sell clothing was Guido. So we've definitely seen an uptick in sales in the last quarter. As a company, we possibly haven't performed quite as well because our business is fundamentally affected by tourism, both people coming into our country and going out of country, but we've certainly seen a really encouraging uptick in the sales of particularly footwear and also clothing.
Okay, that's great to hear. I mean, beyond Kido, though, that uptick is relatively widespread?
Across most of our chains, in fact, all four of our chains, Cape Union Mart, Old Khaki, and Poetry, and Tread & Mellow.
Yeah.
Tread & Mellow is our footwear brand. All of our chains sell clothing and all footwear. So we have been fortunate to experience some growth in all of our chains, some greater than others.
One of the, I suppose, the more light-hearted observations that we see globally in the clothing trend is, of course, softer items, athleisure, one might even say. Does that kind of position you quite well, particularly from the Cape Union Mart perspective?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that what South Africans in particular have realized is that we can actually have so much fun and spend so much amazing family time in our own backyards. Particularly in Cape Town, you turn around, there's a mountain everywhere. So families have started spending more weekend time on the mountains. And we say the mountain has become the new mall. We're on a campaign which says think like a tourist, act like a local. And I think that we've adjusted our mindset as human beings in our country where we've actually embraced nature and spend more time on our mountains. And naturally for us at Cape Union Mart, that our brand lends itself to blending fashion and function and the athleisure market.
Very cool. Just more broadly, do you have any perspective on the broader GDP numbers? You know, I know, of course, that you focus on this particular sector, but what happens with respect to, for example, our trade balance, which is, of course, affected by our commodities prices, which, of course, affected our mining numbers, always plays into what happens to our rand, what happens to what people feel like they have in terms of, I guess, spending power in their pockets. What's your feeling just seeing another 4.6% increase and I suppose a slightly more positive sense around the GDP going forward?
Look, I think what we find most important in the retail industry is actually the movement of the rand, because as much as we promote local production, we have two of our own factories in South Africa, whilst we manufacture locally, the components in terms of the materials are largely imported. So when you see the rand recover to the extent that it has in the past couple of weeks, that's hugely positive for us because that will bring reduced price inflation into our business, which we can then pass on to the consumers, and hopefully that will encourage spend locally.
Brilliant.
And boost the economy.
That's very awesome. So not only do you pass it on to consumers, but also it's a mental game, right? We all feel a little bit richer when we're under 20 rand to the pound, I imagine.
Absolutely. And when the rand breaks 14, whole changes in the country, and when we sit in our range reviews and plan our prices for the following season, we can't wait to pass on those improved prices to our consumers.
Well, I'm very grateful to know that that's something that you guys keep at front of mind. Martin Vogelman is Brand Strategic Director at Cape Union Mart. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, giving us a more tangible sense of those GDP numbers.